This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I'm so glad that we get to spend a little bit of time together today. I'm going to lead right out of the gate with something that can serve as maybe a little bit of a warning about this episode. I get a lot of emails from folks that say, I love your tough love episodes, and I play them for myself when I'm feeling a little down or need a little bit of motivation, and they are a game changer for me. But others of you don't like it so much and prefer either the science or the more gentle and encouraging episodes. And here's what I feel about the tone of different podcasts. I think there's a time and a place for everything, and I try to mix it up, partly because that's just genuinely who I am. Sometimes I'm really in science geek mode and let's talk about the hormones and let's talk about metabolism. Other times, you know, I come from a place of a long life of struggling with my weight and struggling with food. And so I have a lot of empathy and sympathy and understanding. So that comes out a lot. But I also am a very direct, straight shooter, can read people very well. And sometimes it's just time to call people out and say, hey, you need to start expecting more from yourself and for your life. And it's time to get to work creating it and no longer think about it. It's time to stop attaching to the problem and start being part of the solution. So there's a time and a place for everything. And I think there's a place for a lot of different approaches to change. There's not one single approach that's going to work for everybody all the time. So all of that to say that this episode is more on the tough love side of things. And I'm sharing with you a few minutes from inside one of my Master's Club webinars. So the Master's Club is a small group of people that have been through three or more fat loss fast tracks. So the rookies group, vets one, veterans two, and then they're eligible to go on into the Master's Club. Some of the folks in the Master's Club have worked with me one-on-one for a long time. Lots of them have been to Ascend, but they've all been through several tiers of the fat loss fast track. And so they're used to me. They know me well. They've been with me for a long time. Every single one of them has been with me for at least a year. So I have a little bit more of a rapport with them and an ability to let them know when they're full of crap, either individually or collectively. So what I'm going to play for you is just a few minutes out of our webinar. We have a monthly book club and we have a live webinar. And this particular webinar, which was at the end of January, I was focusing on really raising the bar for all of them and for myself, calling people out on things that they continue to struggle with for a significant period of time, where basically they're improving in terms of mindset or improving in peripheral ways, but they aren't tackling that thing head on because it's hard, because it's easier to submit to the pattern and the habit than to do the work day after day to fight it. And I'm letting them know that not only am I raising the bar, but I'm really calling them out to say, hey, you don't have to continue to struggle with the same thing week after week, month after month, year after year. But it takes that awareness and it takes a little bit of saying to yourself, no more. I'm done. I'm not going to continue to think about this and desire this and amass strategies and tools, but avoid doing the hard work for as long as the hard work needs to be done. And that issue is behind you. Too many of us struggle with the same thing over and over again. So what you're going to hear is the tail end of that sort of rally cry into some questions that are going to help my Master's Club members pick what that thing is for them, that thing that they continue to wrestle with. And then on the other side of the recording, after you hear some of those questions, I'm going to come back and share with you where and how I think you should go with this rally cry to end the struggle that has been your struggle for longer than it needs to be. So I'll see you on the other side of that Masters Club clip. And just remember, it is more on the tough love side of things, but it is a recording with my Masters Club. Yes, I know I'm playing it here on the podcast, but instead of getting defensive to the tone, if the tone bothers you, like the aggressiveness and the directness, ask yourself, what is there in this message for me? What can I take from this? Instead of seeing what's wrong with it, try to find what is in it for you, what you can use in your own life. I'll see you on the other side of the clip. This is your call to no longer wrestle with that same thing on and off and on and off and on and off for another year or even another month. To tackle it and move beyond it and break through it. And no more, I'm in the game, I'm on the sidelines. I'm in the game, I'm on the sidelines. And I hear you. Success is not a straight line. There are ups and downs. But what we're doing is cherry picking the work we want to do, because engaging with that thing that's holding us back is scary and hard. It's time for scary and hard, and it will not last forever. It is just a season, but it's time to create that change. So for every one of you, and most of us are probably going to have several, but we're going to narrow in on one. What is the problem that you continue to wrestle with? Is it inconsistency in taking care of your physical body? Is it inconsistency with your finances? Is it allowing yourself to get sucked into the vortex of busy and overwhelmed again by choice? What is that thing? Pick one that is a problem you continue to wrestle with. Get clear on it. Doesn't mean you can't go through this process again for another one in a few months when you're ready. But for now, what is that thing that keeps creeping up, that you feel like you're doing well for a little bit and then you're back to square one and you got to shake it off and re-engage? Nope, not anymore. That's not the pattern. That's not what we are here for. We didn't go through all we've been through. We didn't read all these books. We didn't go through this process to continue to wrestle with the same thing. It's time. Know what it is and commit to going through it and not up to it. Work on it. Draw back. That's done. No more. Now's the time. Seriously, like this is the battle cry. This is happening. This is where we're going. We have the support of each other. You're not hiding from anybody. I see it. This is why we're having this conversation. It didn't come to me in a dream. It came to me in your comments. It came to me in your emails. It came to me in your posts. It's come to me in your questions. You don't need to hide from it. It's time to face it and fight it and get through it. It's time to raise your standards. I'm raising my standards. Demand change from yourself. Understand that you are capable of much more, and it's worth it. And that the desire to create change without the tenacity to fight for it until you are through it. Not until there's a slight improvement and then it's a weekend or then it's a vacation. No. The intention, the desire, it's not representing your potential. You're worth more and you're capable of more. And now is the time. What is the thought process that you have, the emotions that you have, the circumstances that you have that are driving you to that thing you want to say no to? What is it? What is that dialogue? The I don't care, what's the point? Live a little. You can live even more if you'd stop with that line. That's the truth. You could live that whole live a little. You're living less because you're holding yourself back.
It's just convenient, and it's comfortable, and it's permissive. But there's more. Like, hello, to not struggle with this thing anymore? Whatever this thing is for you? That is possible. What is driving you to it? You've got to spend some time understanding what that is for you. Are you aware of when and why you continue to choose that thing, that choice, that pattern, that habit? When? Evenings, weekends, when you're tired, when you've fought with someone you love, when you don't like the way your body looks in the mirror, or when it's a special occasion, are you aware of when and why you continue to choose that thing? That matters. That matters because we have to bring it into the light. We have to take away its power by saying, okay, I get it, I understand, and no, not anymore, not now. I have better plans. I am capable of more. I'm not going to continue to wrestle with this thing. This is crazy. I have the skills. I have the tools. I have the desire, and I'm going for it. What is that thing? What draws you to it? And are you aware of when and why you continue to choose it?
All right, so what I want you guys to really think about is that the goal as we try to change our lives is not to tiptoe up to that thing we struggle with and put in a little bit of effort and then fall back and then tiptoe up to it until the point where it's kind of hard and then we fall back and doing that over and over with just a better attitude and an appreciation and an awareness. We can do more. We can do better. And I want to help you do that. One of the fastest ways to change your outcomes is to change your outlook. One of the fastest ways to change the results you're getting is to change your mindset about it, right? The perspective on food that holds so many people back sounds a lot like, oh, I don't want to miss out, or, oh, this one thing won't hurt. All of those things can still be true while you do better, while you break through it. There is a difference between believing those things and still fighting for the change that you want and believing those things and allowing them to stop you from creating change. You cannot miss out and still do better than what you've been doing. You're either going to use those lines like, oh, this one thing won't hurt. Oh, I don't want to miss out. You're either going to use those things as permissive excuses that hold you back, or you're going to use them as a guidepost. Okay, so how can I see this as not missing out? What would it look like to not miss out, but also not to hold myself back? Or how do I need to change my perspective altogether? I shared with you guys the other day that I put a lot of my food choices in my Instagram stories over on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton. And in the stories, I share a lot of my food choices. Last week, I made fried Brussels sprouts and buffalo chicken. In no way was I missing out on anything. That was exactly what I wanted to eat. And I shared on Instagram, I said, eating for fat loss is not missing out. And if you feel like you're missing out, you're doing it wrong. This doesn't mean that you can never have the ice cream or the wine, but you cannot choose those things frequently to the point where it's holding you back and then still make the argument that you don't want to miss out. Because it seems to me like you're missing out on the change you want to create for your health and your body and your confidence and your energy levels. That's what you're missing out on. So those stories you've been telling yourself, either you need to set them aside and refuse to tell them, or you need to find a way to no longer let them hold you back. You need to differentiate between when is this a permissive excuse and when is this true? Some of the questions that we talked about, you can take them even further. Remember, one of the fastest ways to change your outcomes is to change your outlook. Your brain is just as changeable as your body is, probably even more so. So if you have a perspective that is not serving you, change your perspective. As you talk yourself into that thing that is holding you back, ask yourself questions as a process of changing your mindset, changing your outlook. What am I missing when I tell myself this story? What am I missing? What am I not considering when I sell myself this excuse? What else is true? What is more true than this excuse that I'm selling to myself right now? What am I choosing to ignore or overlook? How else could I approach this? How else could I see this? How could I solve what is a problem in my life? How can I create a different solution or pattern or response? I want to help you change. I don't want to be the voice that just has you struggling with a smile on your face instead of struggling in misery. You have what it takes to create change. Somebody emailed me the other day and they said, I find myself wondering if I'll ever find the tool, the strategy, the approach that will allow me to change. And I said, it's already in you. Everything you need in order to create change is already in you. You just have to choose it and keep choosing it. And we have to be aware of the way that we stop ourselves, that we sell ourselves short, that we hold ourselves back. And we need to begin to challenge those things and say, I don't want to hang on to this struggle. I can create a different relationship with food. I can create a different body, a different level of happiness, a better relationship. It's time to step up. I want to help you do that. And it's time to expect more from yourself. And it's time to change your outlook so you can finally create a different outcome. Talk to you guys soon. Make it a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.